Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And don't forget, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4pm alongside Darren Brent. Anyway, we begin with Pep's Manchester City reaching the quarterfinals of the FA Cup after beating Bristol City at Ashton Gate. The match was live on TalkSport, and if you don't believe me, here's your proof.
And it's job done for Manchester City, who so seldom slip up against non-Premier League opposition in the FA Cup. And this one, in the end, has proved to be relatively routine. They led for all but the opening 6.5 minutes. Phil Foden with a couple. Kevin De Bruyne added one late on as well. Manchester City make it through.
You know, whoever draws Man City are up against it in the next round. But I enjoyed the way they played that, approached that tonight. They did it properly. De Bruyne was excellent, you know, really decisive and incisive with his passing at times during the game. And yeah, that was a proper workout. They didn't come down here and stroll about. They set about the game properly, scored two beautiful goals out of the three, and deserved their victory.
Leicester have suffered the shock of the night in the FA Cup fifth round with a 2-1 defeat to Championship side Blackburn. Manager Brendan Rodgers says he has no complaints.
Blackburn played well. I think when our goalkeeper's the man of the match, then that tells you that, that was not the performance that we wanted.
What went wrong?
I think we made mistakes with the ball too often. The first goal we presented to them, and just our decision making when we had the ball, gave it away and presented them the opportunities. And I think that Daniel saved us on a few occasions.
Most of the game tonight, you thought Blackburn were the Premiership side and Leicester were the Championship side. If we play like that Saturday against Southampton, we will go down. You can say at the minute, due to our recruitment over the last couple of years, we probably deserve it. You think about players like Samori reported, who was, I can't believe his professional football, what I've seen tonight.
It's a big scalp for Rovers. They are in the quarterfinals. Leicester 1, Blackburn 2.
No, we'll take any team anywhere. We're not good.
They'll take any team anywhere.
Right. Okay. Well, Man City away?
Yeah, we'll take them.
Why not? Man United away?
We're not good. We're not good. We'll take any team.
Yeah. Real Madrid away? Fancy that? Burn
yeah,
about?
We're a pretty big club. We're a pretty big club. I've been holding it radar sometimes. We've been at the Premier League for 10 years. I think we're a Premier League side. We're massive us. We won it.
Are you a massive side?
Jonathan, you're giving it big ones,
I mean,
on the radio.
You're giving it absolute love.
You're giving it
aren't
massive
Blackburn
big ones.
Really
here.
Massive?
We've won Premier League.
Yeah.
Was that? It's before you were born, Jonathan.
And the full-time whistle goes at Craven Cottage. And Fulham are through to the quarter-finals of the FA Cup. For the first time since 2010.
Fulham are good, mate. Fulham are good. Now, Marco Silva's sides, we've watched them for the last 7 or 8 years since he rocked up. First to come to our attention was at Hull. The way they played was an open, expansive attacking style of football play. Three at the back. Harry Maguire was stepping in the midfield. They had runners off the ball, and they were excellent. This is the best consistent side he's had. I'm still kind of waiting for a drop-off, because normally his sides that I've seen have a drop-off during the season. Hasn't happened. Hasn't happened. And tonight's game against decent opposition,
yep.
You know, not the best, but got a new manager wanting to impress. Both went really strong sides. Got to say, there's a very, very good chance Fulham will have European football this season.
Leeds spirited and had a number of goal man scrambles as they tried to get back in the game.
Well, that was one of the worst performances I've seen United play the last 5 years. It was shocking. You know, 6,000 fans down to Fulham on a Tuesday night.
It's unbelievable. Right?
That's unbelievable. The fans were incredible and electric. And that Leeds team, you think they'd bounce from that. They pull a performance like that, it's shocking.
Stoke 0, Brighton 1. Brighton, the first team into the quarterfinals. A first win over Stoke for 22 years. Evan Ferguson with the only goal of the game after half an hour. Much more even in the second half, but Brighton always looked that class above, and they're into the quarterfinals. Stoke City 0, Brighton 1.
It was a truly remarkable finish to the second Test match between New Zealand and England, with Ben Stokesy's side suffering a gut-wrenching defeat. Every ball, of course, was live and exclusive over on TalkSport 2. Our very own Sam Ellard has all the details on a special Test match.
The equation on day five was simple. England needed 210 runs to win. New Zealand needed 9 wickets, and there was carnage to start the day.
On his toes, there's a run out. Joe Root has just run out. Harry Brook, the golden boy for England with bat and yesterday ball. He's been called through for a non-existent single.
Incredible drama. England in real trouble at 80 for 5, but Root and Stoke steady the ship. They both passed 50 as England closed in on victory.
Wagner in again. Stoke steps away. There's a top edge. It's flown up into the air and it has been caught. A backward square leg. Wagner strikes again.
So Stokes went with England needing 57 runs to win.
And Joe Root drops the bat on the floor. He's on the pole. He's going to be caught at mid-wicket. He's got a top edge. Neil Wagner's gone bang, bang. And England now will have two batters at the crease without a run to their name.
Root and Stokes both gone. What a finish we had in store. Ben Folkes made 35. And with England needing 7 runs to win, he was dismissed. England 9 down, Anderson and Leach at the crease with 2 runs to win, and then this happens.
Again, down the leg side, into the appeal, up goes the finger, Jimmy Anderson's caught down the leg side. New Zealand have won by 1 run. A most extraordinary Test match comes to an end.
And that is exactly why we love Test cricket. New Zealand winning one of the best Test matches you'll ever see by 1 run. The series finishing 1-1. Test cricket is well and truly alive.
And if you like your cricket, TalkSport 2 has every ball of England's white ball tour of Bangladesh, with the first ODI getting underway this morning at 6 a.m. Anyway, back to football. And here's former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, claiming City and Chelsea are manufactured clubs. Time for the thesaurus.
Undeniably, undoubtedly, irrefutably, unequivocally, Man United are 5 times the club that Manchester City are in terms of scale and reach. Not in terms of achievements.
That'll go down well.
Well, I don't really care. It's not designed to go down well. It's not designed to go down badly. It's designed to be a reflection of the facts.
In terms of global reach, City ever get close to United?
I think over a period of time, there's a distinct possibility if you keep achieving the way Manchester City are, they will. There's something, whether it's from 1958, whether it's from 1967, whether it's from the 70s, or whether it's from being the poster boys, ostensibly, of the launch of the most powerful domestic league in world football, United have been at the top of the tree, and they've built this legacy. And it's almost an undiminishable legacy, because they've not won a Premier League for 10 years, yet you talk about Man United, and they will dominate the back page and front page of the newspapers. There's always something about Man United. There's more eyes on the prize with Man United than there isn't any other football club around the world, and Madrid will probably have an argument about that. But the bottom line is that Manchester City are a unique football club in lots of ways. Their brand of football, outstanding. Their manager, elite. You know, the uniqueness of their involvement with the community. I would say that's a slightly cynical move, because it enables the sports washing to go on that's gone on there. But irrespective of that, Man City, if they keep on powering the way that they are...
Yeah.
Yes, of course they're going to create this a unique legacy. But Chelsea and Man City are cut from the same cloth. They are manufactured clubs... And whereas clubs like Liverpool and Manchester United have far more heritage, and I realise that will send people apoplectic in those two fan bases.
Manufactured clubs.
Well, they are. Mm. Before come on, let's look at it. Before Roman Abramovich came along, where were Chelsea going? Okay, they were doing okay, but they were going to financial ruin. Ken Bates was struggling left, right and centre. And the football club had been, you know, the cock of the walk on the King's Road without actually doing anything. Man City had been in League One.
Now, the West Ham manager, David Moyes, has been speaking ahead of their game against Manchester United in the FA Cup tonight at Old Trafford. Old Moyesy says he's not worried about the recent form, which of course is a lie because he is.
West Ham 4, Nottingham Forest 0. Where's this West Ham been all season? And it's the substitute, Mikel Antonio, who's got in on the act.
We've always had a good mood around the camp, even before it. I always felt as if the players were in good spirits. We tried to focus on the games one at a time, and we focused really well on Notts Forest. Got us a really important 3 points in the league. And you know, goals as well, which have been sort of difficult to come by. But really pleased with how the players performed, and hopefully we can build on it and keep it going.
With it being an FA Cup midweek fixture, which, let's be fair, it's not something which we normally have. Normally these cup ties are all at the weekend. This one getting fitted in makes it a bit more awkward, and then we have to go away to Cyprus. So we've got 3 away games in a week now, all with a decent amount of travel.
Now, the Arsenal manager and Lego head, Mikel Arteta, has been speaking ahead of their clash with Everton tonight, live and exclusive on TalkSport. The Gunners boss said he'd like to bring back the tradition of sharing a post-match drink with his fellow managers.
I haven't had that opportunity because since I joined after 2 or 3 months later, we had COVID. And probably COVID was the catalyst of losing that tradition, which is a shame because I think it was something special and generates a certain bond with the manager. But sometimes maybe we can talk about it between us and get it back.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Gabriel Bonhoeffer and Tony, the Everton fan, taking issue with Gab, claiming the Toffees are toothless, which is ironically what happens to your mouth if you have too many Toffees.
Everton was toothless on Saturday. What game? What game did you watch, mate?
A game where Aston Villa won comfortably.
No, they did win, but Everton was certainly not toothless.
I thought there was going forward. Toothless. I said toothless going forward.
Toothless going forward?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first half, let's have a look at it, right? McNeil saw the back out of that cash every time. Put the ball across, and we all know there's no one there to put it in. He's made 3 saves in the first half, 3 outstanding saves, the World Cup winner. He's put a header just wide, one kicked off the line and one kicked off the line in the second half. Don't tell me they were toothless going forward, mate. That's nonsense, absolutely nonsense. You telling me that when you went on the pitch at Villa Park, Gabby, that you were relying on the fans?
Tony, I've got a stat here for you. The last time Everton scored more than one goal was against WS Wanderers in Australia in a friendly during the World Cup. You won 5-1.
Yeah. Was it? Who told you that?
I found it on Google.
You watched the matches on Google.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. We're back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. After us, at 7 p.m, it's Arsenal against Everton in the Premier League. It's live and exclusive on TalkSport.
Yeah, it's on the telly as well, isn't it?
No, it's not on the telly, actually.
Ooh!
Yeah, the only place you can hear it is here. And over on TalkSport 2, it's Liverpool against Wolves in the Premier League. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye. We'll be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.